The Future of Crypto comes not as a revolution, but as an incorporation. Crypto has always wavered between two stories. One is the revolutionary narrative that it will replace traditional finance, and the other is the cynical narrative that it is a new speculation arena. The last few years have been a period in which these two collided with reality. The conclusion was surprisingly simple. Traditional finance did not collapse, and crypto did not disappear. Instead, crypto has been moving not as a hammer that overturns the world, but as a tool that wedges into the gaps between finance and the internet. If we try to foresee what comes next, the direction becomes even clearer. The next phase is incorporation and standardized connectivity. People will not carry coins as belief so much as use. In daily life, the plumbing that coins created. 2026% 2D, 02% 2D, 27%, UF 173,346%, 280%, 29%, EAG 페이지. Tokenization will last longer than coins. The public remembers crypto by price. But industries move by structure more than by price. In the next cycle, the more important question is not which coin will rise, but which assets will become tokenized. Assets that have always run on contracts and ownership rights, such as stocks, bonds, fund shares, money market products, income rights in real estate, and carbon credits, change the moment they put on the form of tokens. At that point, blockchain becomes less a new kind of money and more a standard format for settlement, ownership, and collateral management. The idea that core assets such as central bank reserve assets, bank deposits, and government bonds can move together on tokenized platforms is gradually shifting from the language of experimentation to the language of a blueprint. Consider one example. When a startup raises capital overseas, organizing the shareholder registry, verifying rights, granting stock options, and checking regulations by jurisdiction is always cumbersome. If a tokenized equity structure is added, transferring and verifying rights can become much simpler. Instead of circulating paper and PDFs every time a rights change occurs, the state of rights can be updated and preserved as auditable records. Collateral is another example. In traditional finance, collateral is managed in a dispersed way across internal systems and legal documents. Tokenized collateral creates room for processes such as setting, releasing, maturity management, and collateral substitution to become more automated. In the field, this change is explained not by philosophy but by cost reduction and time savings. However, tokenization is not a cure. To tokenize an asset is to connect legal rights with technical records. Once issues like jurisdiction, governing law, investor protection, and taxation intervene, the speed of technology slows. Therefore, the future of tokenization is less a scene in which all assets move on-chain at once, and more a flow in which it quietly penetrates first into areas that are legally clear and easy to standardize. It is more likely to expand first in standardized assets such as short-term government bonds, fund shares, tokenized deposits, and wholesale settlement assets, while real estate and unlisted equity, a complex rights relationships are entangled, follow more slowly. Regulation is not a shackle, but a filter. As the crypto market matures, regulation becomes sicker. Many people see this as a loss of freedom, but in reality it means a change in market participants. Money that comes in when there is no regulation is fast but slow. Money that comes in when regulation exists is slow but deep. Pension funds, insurers, banks, and listed companies prefer clear rules over uncertainty. Regulation thus becomes not a break on growth, but a filter that determines who takes the initiative in this market. This direction is repeatedly emphasized in international coordination documents as well. In other words, the frame itself of bringing stablecoins and other crypto activities under rules in the mainstream system is already a decided trend. This is most clearly seen in the evolution of exchanges. Early exchanges enacted users with fast listings and high leverage. But as the market grew, exchanges began to look like banks. Customer asset segregation, custody structures, internal controls, security rules, and conflict of interest management become core capabilities. At some point, the competition shifts from listing speed to the ability to take responsibility and recover when accidents happen. As the regulatory filter strengthens, the market splits into two paths. One is regulation friendly crypto. Assets traded on the premise of identity verification and anti-money laundering standards, issuers with transparent accounting and audit standards, and infrastructures with clearly defined accountability become central. The other is the domain pushed outside regulation. This area may still exist, but the pace at which mainstream finance joins it slows. The future shifts from whether crypto is or loses to the competition over which crypto enters the mainstream system. Stablecoins almost likely to become the most realistic killer app. Among blockchain applications, the most practical one may be stablecoins rather than flash NFTs. The reason is simple. People do not only want assets that rise. They use stable money more. Especially in cross-border remittances, in-platform payments, and intercompany settlement, a dollar that runs 7분의 24, quickly and cheaply, is unactive. The IMF likewise emphasizes that stablecoins can create opportunities in payments and finance while simultaneously posing reserve, operational, and financial stability risks. Examples are common in everyday life. When overseas freelancers get paid through platforms, remittances can take days and fees can stack in layers. Stablecoin-based settlement can reduce time and cost. For SMEs with supply chains, payment delays are operational risk. Even just speeding up settlement can change working capital and inventory. From a traveler's perspective, demand to reduce exchange fees and overseas card transaction fees has always existed. Stablecoins can make that demand more seamless technically. The crucial turning point is the fact that for crypto to take hold with the public, it must become payments rather than investments. Payments dislike volatility. That is why stablecoins are the most natural point where blockchain meshes with reality. If we try to foresee the future, everyday Bitcoin payments is less plausible than payments powered by stablecoins operating in the background. People are likely to use stablecoins without even knowing they run on blockchain. Decentralization will not disappear, but centralized service will win. The ideal of blockchain is decentralization, but the reality user's experience is centralization. That is because what people want is convenience more than freedom. A system where forgetting a single password can permanently erase all assets is unfavorable for mass adoption. Therefore, the future is likely to solidify not as complete decentralization, but as a combination of decentralized infrastructure and a centralized service layer. Consider an example. Most people feel uneasy about self-custody. So they entrust assets to exchanges or custody service. The problem is that this invites the criticism that it is no different from banks. 번메스 어답션 헤즈 티피클리 팔로드 디스 루트. 더 인터넷 올소 비겐 위드 인더비주얼즈 러닝 앤드 매니징 서버즈 덤셀브즈, 벗 이벤츄얼리 모스트 무브드 투 더 클라우드. 크립토 이즈 라이클리 투 팔로 에이 시멀러 패스, 위드 왈리츠 비커밍 에즈 심플 에즈 앱스, 커스터머 서포트 에디드, 프로드 콤펀세이션 앤드 인슈런스 인트로두스트, 앤드 피처즈 라이크 텍스 리포팅 서포트 앤드 이네리턴스 프로시저즈 비커밍 스탠다드. 유저즈 비컴 모어 컴퍼터블 앤드 더 마켓 그로즈, 벗 앳 댓 모멘트 크립토 이즈 리디파인드 낫 에즈 스테일러스 머니, 벗 에즈 에이 뉴 파이낸셜 서비스. 디센트럴러제이션 윌 낫 베니시 인타이어리. Rather than being the way everyone operates, it is likely to remain as an option that some choose. Most people will use centralized interfaces while preferring a structure where they can move to decentralized infrastructure when needed. The next cleanup matters more than the next spy. To be honest, the future of crypto may continue to repeat bubbles and collapses. When global liquidity loosens, risk appetite grows, leverage increases, narratives overheat, and regulatory gaps widen. Then accidents occur, accounting and collateral become the core issues, and a cleanup begins. The difference is that crypto trades 7분의 24 and has no borders, so it simply moves faster. Accidents tend to happen in similar places. Customer asset operations at exchanges become opaque, lending service promising high yields create maturity mismatches, stablecoin reserves wobble, bridges that move value bit change get hacked, and distorted oracles cause collateral to collapse. These events prompt repeated claims that it is all over, but they also create the standards for the next stage. Only after an accident do proof of reserves, custody rules, security audits, and risk disclosures strengthen. Markets grow on dreams, and survive on accounting. What crypto will leave behind is not money, but a format for rights. What crypto promised was not money itself so much as the question of how to define ownership in the digital world. This problem is still early solved. Ownership of game items, revenue sharing for creative works, data access rights, community memberships, and governance participation rights all waver in the gaps between low and platform policies. Blockchain attempted to fill these gaps with technical proof. Many examples come from content and communities. When a creator distributes materials only to a specific community, previously it was controlled only through the platform's login permissions. But with token-based memberships, the permission can be proven not by an account but by token ownership. Data access rights are similar. It is possible to issue access rights to a specific dataset as tokens, record usage history, and automatically distribute revenue. Of course, in reality copyright, personal data, and jurisdiction issues always get in the way. So tokens are unlikely to become a master key that solves all rights. 이번 소, if we try to foresee the future, the biggest legacy crypto lives may be not the price of Bitcoin, but a new file format for handling rights. Tokens will remain for a long time in the direction of changing how rights are exchanged, not money. In the end, the future of crypto is likely to be recorded not as a flashy revolution, but as a history of incorporation that shifts quietly into everyday systems without us noticing. Future prediction, summarized as outlook ranges. First, stablecoins are likely to grow not as derivatives of the coin market but as the plumbing of cross-border payments. I put the outlook at 60-70%. The reason is simple. Volatility free digital cash immediately finds use in payments and settlement, and it is also the area the mainstream system most wants to regulate first. Second, Tokenization is likely to proceed not as a public path but as institutional process improvement. I put the outlook at around 70%. In particular, it is likely to expand first in standardized assets such as short-term government bonds, fund shares, tokenized deposits, and wholesale settlement assets. Third, intermediaries such as exchanges, custodians, and brokers are more likely to be reorganized than to disappear. I put the outlook at about 60%. However, unregulated intermediaries will shrink and regulation friendly intermediaries will grow. In this process, the speed of global coordination will not fully catch up with the speed of markets. So gray areas that exploit regulatory differences by region may coexist for some time. Fourth, in regions like Europe where the regulatory framework is settled first, legal crypto infrastructure is likely to become standardized. I put the outlook at 70%. Once rules are clarified, growth may slow, but the quality of market participants changes and long-term durability emerges. PIPs, price cycles will remain. However, the center of the cycle will shift from narrative to reserves, collateral, disclosure, and audits. I put the outlook at 50-60%. The larger the market becomes, the stronger the discipline from a financial stability perspective, and in that process excessive leverage is likely to be repeatedly cleared out.